Brooke, you're going for win number 5 today.
Okay.
And you're going to be playing someone who apparently has beat you several times in the past. It's been a while since she's played you, though. Now she's back for more. Her name's Sarah from Mount Vernon. What's up, Sarah?
What's up?
Have you gotten smarter or dumber since the last time we played, Sarah?
Definitely dumber.
Okay. Okay. And what do you attribute that to?
Homeschooling kids during COVID.
Okay.
I think that makes you smarter.
You learned less.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about your homeschooling skills.
Well, I gave them all my knowledge.
That makes sense.
That is how teaching works. Yeah. Once you say something, it leaves your brain forever.
That's why teachers retire.
Yeah.
I don't have any more knowledge. I gotta retire.
All gone.
All right. We're gonna send Brooke out of the studio while that happens. Sarah, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Your time starts now. On this day in 1980, which volcano erupted in Washington State, killing 57 people and causing $1 billion in damages?
Mount St. Helens.
Since 1935, which food company has used the slogan, mm-mm, good?
Campbell?
The Great Gatsby and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button were both written by what famous author?
Oh, pass.
What Australian animal has fingerprints almost identical to humans?
Kangaroo?
Bulgogi and kimchi are both dishes that originate from what country?
Japan.
All right. Got those in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And Sarah, while she's coming back in, what's an interesting fact that the show needs to know about you?
Well, I bartend weddings. And,
Fun. Yeah. And, well, actually, maybe not fun for you.
Yeah, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen while bartending a wedding?
The groom ended up naked in the parking lot, and the bride left him in the limo for the suite and didn't come back.
Oh, so you bartended Brooke's wedding.
Oh, shut up.
That's wonderful.
I didn't even know that was her.
No, that was not me.
Brooke's wedding was cool. Yeah. Her bartender was literally stirring drinks with her finger. I'm not even kidding.
Okay,
I got a vodka crayon, and she put her whole finger in my drink and just
rest in peace, Dolly.
Oh,
we miss you.
That's right. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Gosh, okay. Fun times.
Good memories. All right, Brooke.
That's her.
Your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1980, which volcano erupted in Washington State? Since 1935, which food company has used the slogan, mm-mm, good?
Mm-mm, good. Campbell's.
The Great Gatsby and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button were both written by what famous author?
Steinbeck.
What Australian animal has fingerprints almost identical to humans?
Koala.
Bulgogi and kimchi are both dishes that originate from what country?
Korea.
The majority of a U.S. penny is made of what material? Copper, zinc, or fool's gold?
Zinc.
All right. Answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard. Find out how you did with Jose.
Hello, big ass man.
Bolaños.
Oh, I
That's
love
so
it.
Cute.
Sarah, you got 2 correct today.
Oh, I didn't win.
It's a solid performance. Brooke,
You
got 5. Ooh. Sarah's right.
Smoked you, Sarah.
Yeah, she did.
Dang it.
You blame the children.
Yeah.
Well, they took all your knowledge.
Let's go over the answers for everybody. On this day in 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted, killing 57 people and causing $1 billion in damages.
Yikes.
Since 1935, the food company that's used the slogan, mm-mm, good, is Campbell's Soup.
Yes,
The Great Gatsby and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button were both written by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Oh, that's right.
The Australian animal that has fingerprints almost identical to humans is koalas. If you compare them side to side with a naked human eye, you pretty much can't tell the difference.
Whoa, kind of creepy.
Bulgogi and kimchi are both dishes from Korea. And the majority of a U.S. penny is made of zinc. It was mostly copper 40 years ago, but to save costs, they changed it to zinc. So, Sarah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It was a good game, but I can't give you any money. Instead, just for playing, you do get a $25 Regal Cinemas gift card. And not only that, but along with your gift card, Jose will accompany you to any movie. And after each trailer's done playing, he'll lean over and he'll whisper, "That looks really good. We should go see that."
That's low-key me all the time.
Even though neither of you have any intention of actually going to see it.
Yeah, that's so accurate.
Nice.
That's what she says.
can't wait for that.
We'll also talk through the whole movie.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Oh. Yes, we're watching the same movie. Of course I just saw that.
It'll be like having another one of my kids. It's perfect.
Oh, we can all do it again. Yeah.
Welcome to my work life.
Rob some more of your knowledge. All right. Thank you so much for playing with us, Sarah. We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.